Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Falcons beat the Saints 24-10 for their first division win of the season. And the first one since October 27, 2024. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club, guys, hanging out for our Brown Grass Golf Classic. Mike, what'd you think, by the way, today, man? What'd you think?
Great times, man. First off, we got the best listeners out there, and we're helping out Pets for Vets, which is a very cool charity we've been involved with for a couple of years. Had a nice color presented the colors this morning before the round, which is great to see with the local ROTC. But, yeah, man, great times. And Carl knows, because we play a lot of golf together, my driver sometimes is like a slinky in my hands. It's a great mystery. But today... it was actually pretty sharp. Carl and I, we had a great group of guys, some good dudes. And we always said it's always so much fun to have some guys that play golf but aren't like serious golfers so we can have fun with it. And that's what we had today. So we weren't cheating. We were 2-under before we got out of it. And I'm sure that somebody will probably be like 15 or 16 under.
Of course they will be.
Because there's a lot of ringers out there.
Of course
there are. A lot of guys who dress the part day-day. You get out of the parking lot, these guys, they look like they just came off the PGA Tour.
Yeah, well, you know, you get in the parking lot, right, and you have your 92.9 The Game listeners. And then you have that one dude who just doesn't look right, and you're like, hey, who's that? Oh, that's Brad. He's a zero handicap. Yeah, Brad you brought Brad to win this damn tournament.
Brad
is what happened.
A walk-on at Vanderbilt.
Yes, correct. You know what I mean? Yeah. Correct.
You know, like, it's it's literally that guy. Or so-and-so played at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, you know, and it never fails.
And those guys, you know, that hit a 300-yard center cut, you just want to just choke out. Those guys.
Well, it was like we played a par 5 out here, right? And Mike got a good drive. We played with Larry in the truck, by the way. If you guys are familiar with the radio station, he calls all the time. He was in our group today, his buddy Mike. Everybody hits a good drive. We're like, yeah, we're out there. Let's go. We drive up. The longest drive is like 30 yards in front of us. And we're like, well, I guess we're not winning that particular contest.
That's very disheartening when you feel like you just pured it and you're like, you're still looking up. I think it was actually 50 yards ahead of us.
It was ridiculous.
Like, who hit that one? Paul freaking Bunyan?
I'm like, yeah, we're 140 out. And Mike's like, the closest drive is like 30 yards out.
So,
yeah, that's part of it, man. But we enjoyed out here. We've had a great time today. As far as the Falcons are concerned, guys, the defense, as my man Booker T used to say, I'd say, how many times you been champion? He'd say, 5 times. 5 sacks for the Atlanta Falcons defense. And it's 5 more sacks, Mike, than, you know, more sacks in 4 consecutive games for the first time in franchise history. This is unprecedented. The problem is we have a losing record, so nobody around the NFL is recognizing it.
Right.
If we were in the division lead, or a contender right now in the NFC, everybody would be talking about this turnaround with the sacks. But because we're not, nobody is. But we have to acknowledge it, because what I think it says is what was addressed in this draft is working. We went and got Jalen Walker. We went and got James Pierce Jr. And everybody's fussing, and I get it, because we don't have a first-round pick next year. But I'm okay with it. I think we got a dude.
He's evolving. I mean, like I said, this team – should be, you know, if we're honest, maybe 6-5. We should be 6-5 right now. We blew too many close games. The Carolina game, we blew that one. You know, the Colts game, I was in Berlin for that one. They blew it. I'm sorry. You let Bryce Young throw for 440 yards. You let Jonathan Taylor run for 240 yards. That's why I'm glad that we are getting the sacks. And you made a great point last week. When your offense is going three and out, you know, you can't expect your defense to be that good all the time. A big play is going to happen. But I still think this team made too many mistakes, and a big part of it was not having Michael Penix Jr. prepared for the 2025 season. That's on Zach Robinson. We'll talk to Coach on Wednesday, and I'll go back to what I said to start the show. He needed all the reps he could get. Why we don't use these guys in the preseason is beyond me, and I think it comes back to bite us. I really do. Now, the injury is the injury. It could happen any which way. We can't get back in revisionist history, but I thought there were games to be won if you had this offense on track, and it wasn't on track. It didn't pass the eye test, Carl, too many times this year.
No, it did, Mike, and that's why I was pulling my hair out yesterday going, where has this been? And by the way, you know, I always talk to you guys about how quarterbacks elevate players around them and they make them better. Name the receiving corps yesterday.
Right.
Name the receiver. Charlie Warner's catching balls.
Right.
Right? Seals.
Dylan Drummond. Seals, and of course, Darnell Mooney with 74.
Who are these dudes? Like, and you went out and won the game. And this is part of, like, I am not afraid to spread the ball around, and I'm not going to be just centrally focused on Drake. Love it. But it's got to be more than that. And yesterday you saw, I think, the veteran play of Cousins. I cannot tell you how many of my friends hit me up and goes, Dukes, Kirko, this is the difference. Whether you think what he did was wrong last year, and I do, it has nothing to do with where he is in the evolution, Mike, of him being a quarterback and how well he can play the position. We know when given an opportunity, he can play. That's why we went and got him. But I also think, like yesterday, was just another prime example that it's got to be more than just one dude. We cannot just throw the ball to Drake, man. And he spreaded the ball around, and we beat a bad Saints team. I get it. But that's what's going to have to happen if we're going to go anywhere.
Right. We got the Jets, and then we get Seattle. And then Seattle obviously is a pretty good defense. But you look at where, you know, this team should be, and like it's crying over spilt milk. We already talked about the mistakes that were made. You know, big moments in games, we could not be clutch, whether it was on both sides of the football. But you look at the Tampa Bay Bucks, they're hemorrhaging. They're leaking.
Unbelievable.
They could give us this division, but we blew it, man, by losing to San Francisco, getting smoked by Miami, that lost to New England, the Colts, and, of course, last week. But we get the Jets. And the Jets, look, that's right for the picking. That's a road game up there in New York. So I know we're not the best team on the road. And then we get Seattle. Tampa Bay's leaking. We get an Arizona team that's eminently beatable. The Rams in New Orleans. Problem is we dug too big a hole in that five-game losing streak. You could be in the mix for this division right now at 6-5.
And that's why every game matters, man. I mean, I hear some of you always say, well, that game really doesn't matter. They all matter.
Tampa's 6-5. We'd be tied. Now, granted. And the first, again, go back to the things that are bigger than just Raheem and the coaching staff. You don't have a field goal kicker you can count on the first week of the season.
Oh, jeez.
And by the way, how about Zane Gonzalez hitting the 56er yesterday?
Felt good. It felt good.
I mean, I don't know if this guy can continue with this clip, but so far so good for us, right?
Well, you like to say, do your job.
Yes.
And he did his job. Hey, let's hear Rod talk about the offense responding to adversity. Because, look, I'm not telling you this is over. But can y'all truly look Mike and I in the face and say it didn't look better? Can you? Here's our coach, Raheem Morris.
Injury last year, he felt a little bit more comfortable in the pistol. He's back to what he's been in the past and what he's played the 12, 13 years, whatever it's been in the National Football League. So we did what accommodated Kurt and what made him look the best and what made us feel the best about going out there and operating.
We accommodated Kurt. Can we... Mike, I'm going to lose my mind. Can we not accommodate the quarterback that's supposed to be the future? What is going on?
I said this last year. Some of the Falcons folks got mad at me. I'll say it again.
Say it again.
There's a disconnect between the personnel department and the coaching staff. Because if you're going to draft Michael Penix Jr., let's put him in a place where he can succeed. Let's figure out how to make it work. Now, was it simply he doesn't want to be under center? He can't be under center?
Wait a minute. Can I ask you something? Who is he to tell them he doesn't want to do something?
That's why I don't think it's the case. I think Zach Robinson, I think they look at what they've got and say, this guy can't function under center. Well, then you got to coach him. You got to coach him up. That's why you don't bring in a rookie offensive coordinator. That's why, I mean, you've got to work with this guy. Coach him. No. Well, we're going to use the pistol 60% of the time. And every NFL analyst worth their salt says it sucks and is ineffective. But you guys know better. And then you see what we get with Kirk Cousins. It's a pro-style offense. Penix Jr., when you drafted him, unless you – the coaching staff goes, geez, I'm sorry, Terry, he's really not good under center.
Oh, no.
His footwork isn't good. He doesn't have confidence to run the football. Then you drafted the wrong freaking quarterback. Go get Bo Nix. You made a mistake here. This goes back to Fontenot. I don't understand it because you've got – somebody on that coaching staff has got to figure out how to make it work. I'm sure, Michael, you're going to have to work on your footwork. We're going to get you more reps in the preseason.
Going to get you help.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Me neither. 404-726-0929. It's the most perplexing thing. And, again, I got this, you know, as the game played out yesterday. Well, maybe Penix has told them this ain't what he wants to do. Who is he to tell them what he wants to do? I mean, you guys tell me. Like, you act like we've won six or seven Super Bowls.
Right.
Come in here. This is the offense. We need to get you accommodated to what we're trying to get done. And I get it. You want to put him in a position to win. But it just feels like, wait a minute, everything we've been talking about fell into place yesterday, and you're like, okay, well, why can't we do this with Michael Penix? And there's only two reasons. One, he refuses to do it, or two, they don't want to put him in that position.
And I don't think he refuses to do it.
Neither do
I. I just don't think they're coaching him up.
Neither do I.
I think they've – look, it will come back, and Michael Penix Jr. will be going into his third year as a giant question mark. It's not hating on the guy.
It's true.
Like, even the biggest Michael Penix Jr. fans out there can't say definitively that they think he can be an NFL quarterback and stick with this job here with the Falcons. Brother, we don't know.
All right, let me hear Kirk, man. Kirk Cousins picks up the dub yesterday. He talked about the team. He kept it team. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, it was a team win. Our defense only allowed 3 points. That's going to give you a great chance to win. Field goal kicking game was big. Field position was big with what our return group did. Defense held up so many times on fourth downs and third downs. And we made just enough plays to be able to pull away at the end. But it was hard fought, as they all are, but it was fun to kind of win together as a team.
So Cousins ties Johnny Unitas for 17th for career touchdown passes. He now has 290 in his career with that touchdown pass to Darnell Mooney.
Right.
What's up, Darnell?
And he gets Darnell in the game. That's the thing. Remember the big catch in Tampa Bay on the road last year? One of the prettiest touchdowns we threw last year. He gets the other guys involved. Penix can't get the other guys involved. Penix has a security blanket in Drake. And I understand that. It's a good security blanket. It's really good. But he just can't seem to distribute the ball. And we also found that Kyle Pitts sucks, whether it's Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins.
So you blame Pitts for the interception.
I can't. Dude, I am so over Pitts. I mean, I love talking to Pitts because he's a fun guy and he's a good dude. But my God, the effort is not commiserate with the draft pick, and it will never be.
This Saturday from noon until 2, join Allie Matt.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back at Nolly Kia in Stonecrest to get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan is going to win an ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Guys, that, again, is Saturday noon to 2 with Allie Mack from the morning shift and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, we got to talk about what happened in the biggest moment of the season and what it means for the guy that is supposed to get an extension.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.